Once again, I go by the name of DJ Butch Rock. Represent Thugged Out Militainment. I'd like to thank y'all for tuning in to the number one podcast, The Drink Champs. My brothers NYE and DJ EFN. Right now, I'm about to play this exclusive produced by the homie Smoover. It's called For the Win. Featuring. Matter of fact, I ain't even gonna say who was featuring. Listen up, y'all.
Woo! Plug brothers. Y'all are jumpy.
The whole team for the win. Ain't nobody playing. Whole team on the win. Ain't nobody playing. Whole team for the win. Ain't nobody playing. Whole team on the win. Ain't nobody playing. Whole team for the win.
Yes, indeed.
Whole team on the win.
Shout out to all the listeners worldwide.
Whole team.
Whole team winning, that's a fact, though. Them niggas broke, they ain't never had, though. Drink champs, number one cast, ho. Drink champs, number one cast. Drink champs, number one cast, ho. Drink champs, number one. Drink champs, number one. Drink champs, number one. Drink champs, number one cast, ho. Drink champs, number one cast, ho.
Damn, Butch Rock, that shit's
buttery. Got Ciroc, F and Henny. Tiger Bone, bitch, take a shot.
Word.
And got my weed pal now, speed down. Been on the run long.
Queens, what's up?
Mean scheme, scheme mean. Dream team, drink pain. Hang, hang, the gang change. You blow, you the watch, it's plain Jane. And it's Militain, yeah, that's the
Butch Rock.
Huh? 5 seconds left, fourth quarter, huh? Dory scoring like the boy Jordan, huh? Rosé and Douce, we order, huh? Well, I'll see you at the bar drinking water, huh?
Yes,
indeed.
This record's available on iTunes right now.
Ain't nobody playing whole team.
It's called For the Win.
Ain't nobody playing whole team for the win.
Yes, indeed.
Whole team on the team.
Butch Rock.
Whole team for the win.
Damn, Butch Rock. Where the fuck you find that record?
Yeah, I'm Steph Curry, crack the Klay Thompson of the team. Pap so disrespectful, he Draymond Green. But this ain't about rings, who's winners and who's losers. I'm trying to tell you shit.
Remy, mine.
Steph Curry, crack the Klay Thompson of the team. Pap so disrespectful, he Draymond Green. But this ain't about rings, who's winners and who's losers. I'm trying to tell these chicks my whole team.
Goddamn.
If I got black and white stripes, I ain't a rest, bitch. If I got black and white stripes, I'm under arrest, bitch. I ain't the rest, bitch. I'm just the best, bitch. And y'all can all suck my dick. That's... Bitch, she home and you ain't heard from him since. Yeah, I'm starting these broads
on the bench.
Cause I see the little hate. I got thick away. I'm the motherfucking champ. Where the fuck my team take? Pose Kevin Durant, switching their crew. Now, I will follow them, but they probably sue. Whole team drive rolls. What these chicks gonna do? We all stunned in the ring. Yeah, skip to my
old.
Yes, it is. Number one podcast. Drink champ.
Nobody playing.
Nori, what up? EFN. We got another one.
Whole team for the win.
Calling Memphis Bleak.
Whole team on the
win. Myth Man, what up?
Team that I'm back to going in. LeBron James on them niggas with the pin. Them niggas once again at the gas tank full, so I'm down for the ride, homie. And fuck them niggas who be playing
Butch Rock.
Homie Rolly told me I'm ballin' and I don't need practice. She gon' swallow everything. Fuck them
on the
catch us all at Barney's, picking out the fabrics. We no longer slaves now, we owning our masters. That deserve another shot though. We got that juice in here flowing by the bottle. More shots. The more you get hot, get more.
Yep.
And now the enemy's locating your whereabouts. They in the force of your hand for you to air them out. And every nigga with me here going in to the end. I just drunk the play. My whole team for the win.
Once again.
Nobody playing whole team on the team.
For the win.
Nobody playing whole team for the win.
Yep.
Playing whole team on the team. Nobody playing whole team for the win. For the win. For the win. For the win. For the win.
Yeah, what's up, y'all? What's going on, brother?
Dream Champs Radio.
Legendary Queens rapper.
Hey, Hang Sangri, this your boy N.O.R.E.
He's a Miami hip-hop pioneer.
What up, is DJ EFN?
Together, they drink it up with some of the biggest players in music and sports.
You know what I mean?
The most professional, unprofessional podcast.
This is Drinks Champ Radio, where every day is New Year's Eve.
Let's go!
She had to say something negative. She's saying, well, he should question himself about, like, it's...
Why does he say that?
I don't know what the fuck.
I said, to myself personally, I was like, what the fuck is the matter with her? Like, you know what I'm saying? Then I go, because motherfucker is older. A lot older than Cola's ice. Ain't nobody talking about him. Right. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's one of those things where you go,
is 50 this is Vivica Fox in the bargain?
Nah, I'm not. This is not. I'm just saying with the fucking facts, man.
Yeah, just the facts.
What about the facts?
Let's stick with the facts.
Look. Yeah. She said, like something about a nigga being gay or need to question himself. Mm. And then I'm going, oh shit, what the fuck am I going to say something like that?
And then what you said?
And then I thought about it, and I said, when I thought about it, I said, oh no, this bitch think I'm gay because I let her lick my ass. Oh. Listen. Oh. Listen.
Stop.
Okay. This is not right. Listen, this is not right. Y'all putting all kind of pressure on me. I feel like I was shut out.
He said facts.
Listen. You put me in. This is what you built friendship for.
Mr. Lee, can you please pour?
Listen, and then when that shit happens, I go, what the fuck? Like, what's the matter with her?
What?
And I'm looking because she said some wild shit. And I'm, when I say that, I'm like, well, that's going to be the only thing I can think of why she would say some shit like that. Right? And then I go, all right, well, damn. I'm just sitting there and I don't really know what else to say about the situation after that. I'm like, well, whatever. And then people look and you see all the kind of crazy shit. Look, they start calling me like I'm a punk. Like, you're a punk. You know how to do what? You know how to do that? I'm like, listen, if she really wants to, she ain't far from it. She's not far from it. She already there, right? See, now y'all can go ahead and give me these looks like y'all ain't with the shit. When y'all with the shit, man. That niggas watch pornography, right? You don't watch pornography? Well, I know. Look, tell the truth. Turn the cameras around. How many of y'all lick ass? So you gonna mean, you mean to tell me every man in here saying they never lick ass? No. Not even by accident.
Nah, these niggas love
not even by accident. We've had episodes
about this shit.
Yeah. He still got the bitch that he was trying to keep.
We like
he still got the one he was trying to keep. The rest of you niggas is liars.
Yeah, that's right.
You niggas is liars. Yeah. Let me tell you something. No.
You going in.
I feel funny about telling the truth.
No. Relax. Come on, keep going, man.
You're trying to tell me.
Drink champs or die trying.
Wait.
Keep going, Finny.
Listen. Watch this. We got how many ladies is in here? Mm. Oh, Nora, you lucky. Your wife left.
Yeah, that's right. Think he's bad alternative. Look at that nigga.
Excuse me, ma'am.
The F.
Is your ass been licked by accident or by on purpose? Ever? Never? You sure? Okay, you ain't got to say, I'm not going to ask you the question because you ain't got to say. Your eyes already told me that they've been by that motherfucker. That's it. Yes, ma'am. See, you know what happens?
Yeah.
You know what happens? You got to find somebody who loves you, girl.
Really?
She did that for you. She was trying to keep you cool, but you know you licked her ass by accident. You know you was right there.
Might as well.
So what you?
Get some more ice, please. Somebody give me some ice.
I need some ice too, please.
I can't go nowhere. I'm tuned in.
Baby, you in the back. Don't think I don't see you. Have you had your ass licked on purpose or by accident? It does not matter. Oh, she put her head down.
So what happened?
Has it happened? Yeah. It happened. She said it happened. I'm glad you ladies came back in.
Yeah, it's okay.
We got a special question for you today.
It's okay.
This podcast is the loudest podcast they ever had. Now listen, this question that I'm asking you is intentional or by accident, okay? Intentional or by accident, has it ever happened in a sexual encounter that you feel like he's gone past the mark down to the
asshole. Let's get to the asshole. Yes.
Have you ever felt any tongue action down there that low? Look at Nori making eye contact.
I'm good.
He said, no, baby, that's wrong.
I don't know.
Has it ever happened by accident in the oral
experience? Who, me?
I'm asking the ladies.
All right. Let my wife answer the question. My wife can't answer the question.
Has it ever happened?
But you can ask me.
No, be careful what you say.
No, that's my wife right there.
No, just say. Has it ever happened? You can nod yes or no. It has happened. Okay, so yeah, it has happened. Has it ever happened by accident or on purpose? It's really close. You ain't but a half an inch away.
Yeah, right. Tell them 50.
You know?
Tell them 50.
Did anybody ever get carried away? It was just like at the other side of it. Like,
they got legal jaw.
Did it ever happen with you, man?
They got
usually
legal jaw.
Who don't wipe well.
Yeah. Oh, they got legal jaw.
It's ultra nasty to the woman. It's a little funky.
Right.
Other than that, it's just regular shit. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I don't know what kind of freaky shit y'all be doing. But.
Right. So, for the record.
The point was made.
Shit just got out of the head.
That's what happened.
The point was definitely made.
Yeah.
This is the best, my nigga. I'm so thankful you came, my nigga. I knew you was going to be the best interview. I ain't going to front. I sit around, I watch your interviews. So, for the record, Vivica... Was it her idea or was it your idea when she looked at
it? No, it's just something that happened.
It just happened.
I feel like I got like, excited. That's all.
Wait, what?
I got excited.
You got her excited? Now, was it like, did she throw you over?
How did it happen? No, she was already mad.
She's already mad.
She's already in the.
This thing is crazy. Yo, what's the shit, man? Give me one. I gotta keep drinking. I'm sorry. What'd you say?
She was already there, and it just happened. So I'm going, look, well, I'm thinking of.
Was that your first time, or you like experiencing that film?
No, I'm trying to figure out why the fuck she would say that.
Oh, okay. Oh, no. I'm saying, like.
No, she said, when she looked at his section down, I said, oh, shit, this bitch is bugging.
Right.
And the only thing I could think of is because, you know, that happened.
But 50, you don't agree with me. The moral of the whole story was that you actually answered her.
No.
You don't think you could have let that go? Like, just... 50, listen, you're 50, listen. Nigga.
That's why I got to answer that.
Right.
You just said that. Right. You go like this, what? So, right now, they see Kanye, they see girl put a finger in the butt.
All right, so listen. Right? Everybody in the room. Everybody in the room. We're going to take the vote.
You're not going to answer that?
Listen.
She put a finger in your butt? You don't want to talk about it? you kind of guy just want to go home and just want to forget about it?
Yeah, he's going in.
So you don't agree you petty.
It's not petty. Right. It's like, look, you gotta address some shit. Like, if a person says something publicly,
all right, but
you gotta address it. Like, how you gonna not say that?
You're still not admitting you're petty. All right, how about the Chelsea Handler? What's her name?
What? Chelsea Handler.
She didn't look on my eyes.
No, just in general.
I never said that.
She said something about you, and you had to go back out.
I didn't say nothing.
Yeah.
I never had no.
Yeah, she seemed like cool people.
She's a funny person. Like, she had real.
So you, was you to. So when you were smashing, was she cracking jokes?
No.
Like, how did this?
It was serious. It was dead serious.
Might be boring. It wasn't.
You're not a boring nigga, so
I gave him a nickname.
Like, just describe.
What's the nickname? What's the
gator? Like, it's wrestling alligator.
Hold up. What? Can you say that one more time?
No, so I gave him a nickname.
Oh, that was your nickname in the bedroom or outside?
Gator.
Yeah. Gator?
I call it Gator.
Because she's wild.
She got all on her, huh?
He's wrestling gators.
This nigga 50 is no hose barred. I thought he was going to shut me down at some point, but he didn't. God damn it. 50 Cent, let's just make some noise for him being here. I feel like if you take one more shot, you're gonna loosen up a little bit more.
I got three. I'm straight.
Ooh. Look how smart he is. Look.
I cut my cup.
By the way, this is how I drink. When I drink, I double up so I know exactly how many drinks I had. And look, you heard what he just said? I already had three.
He's stacking.
That's how smart niggas drink. You just made me feel good. Because now I know I'm a smart nigga. I had no idea anybody else in the world does that. Let's make some noise for 50 Cent making me smart. Goddamn.
So, 50, you in the strip clubs? That's how you know?
I can at least know. I came across this spot because of what's in there. Because K was out one night. K said his name. I had popped in the spot. He was like, yo, you know, what's in there on that joint? Right. I said, what? Just because I coach, I'm just conscious of the culture.
Oh, I'm going to prove why you petty right now. It just came to mind. Because you got to be down with me, 50. Come on, my nigga. From Queens. We in Miami, but let's remember, we from Queens.
From Queens always.
All right. It was somebody who took a picture. Was it ASAP Rocky? You was dating a chick.
Nah, that wasn't. This is
petty.
That was not petty.
Yes, it's petty. Come on. Yo, y'all people in the room, we got to take a vote. But yeah, all right, tell me the situation.
I'm going to show you a picture with me with ASAP Rocky.
Listen, you
smiling.
Got.
We're smiling, we're having a good time.
Okay.
That's me addressing this because I see it, but he's doing what he regularly do. Like, you know how you getting somebody DM and say something, like, whatever. Right. I'm like, ah, that's cool. Right. You know, the motherfucker wasn't shit no way. It was just somebody I was hanging out with at the time.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So,
but what happened? But you answered that nigga.
I answer everybody.
Right.
Like,
why?
Like, they got to catch me
this
on
is petty.
I always get to the point where I go, wait, this motherfucker, all right. If they got an issue, like if they don't address, if it doesn't come to me, first, I don't ever address it. You know what I'm saying? Like if you're saying, look.
We poured him another shot?
Oh, I could pick shots.
Put some ice in my
I could not say anything.
Keep it 100.
Look at this, look.
I'm putting ice in my shit.
If I didn't respond to nobody like I was bigger than everybody in our culture,
right. But
how would anybody be recognizable? You understand what I'm saying to you? Like the competition, they competed with someone else. If you didn't say anything, you just sat there.
50, you keep spawning to everybody, man. You gotta chill.
Check this out. Look.
You gotta relax.
When the last time you heard me say something? Like, ain't nobody said nothing.
Because niggas are terrified, nigga. What are you talking about? You went at everybody, nigga. Like,
no, during that time period, I'm going, like, and you know what it is, too? It's also. The momentum, you know that people are uncomfortable. That's you see the same shit that Drake is saying.
So you telling me
hanging out with my enemies, and he's writing this shit in his music. And who's he talking about?
Right.
He's talking about other artists.
Mm.
He look at like they're enemies at this point.
Mm.
Right.
Because he don't have no altercations. There's no. Is Puffy his enemy? That's the only one I heard. I think Puffy slapped him, right?
Oh yeah, I heard that in Miami. That's correct.
Yeah. Then what the fuck?
Akinelli was there. Yes.
He was there.
Tell us the story.
I wasn't there.
I'm uncomfortable.
Yeah, with strip club.
I'm uncomfortable with this conversation. I throw it to somebody else. Pew. I was there. Not me. But you petty, 50. It's okay.
Listen,
I'm not. You did not. Oh no. We established it. I forgot. I totally forgot. You said sophisticated pettiness. I just joined that game. I just joined that game.
You know, look. Every now and then, somebody will say something, and you be like. Like, where's it coming from? What makes you think it's okay to say it?
Right.
Now, I didn't forget that. See, there was a point in our culture where you had to actually be what you said.
Right.
Be who you are. Like, now it's different. You could just say some shit.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, because they're trending. Like you said, they're saying it's cool if it feels like the last cool thing that came.
Right.
Not if it's something completely new. Like, you can't really have... That's why they're not really having a moment. That's why we get a lot of one records from guys. Like, they come and it's one record here and it's another record. It's a lot of guys. I have probably 5 records in the DJ's playlist with a guy that got one song that may not have another one off that album. You know what I'm saying?
Because they
didn't develop that whole thing. Like, you had to get bounced around a little bit in order to be good enough to come with your own thought. Your own thought wave, your own process, your own music. And it had to be your own style, like your own shit. Like, you know, now it's the same cadences. It's easier. Like, I'm the man, it's easier. Right. That record is easier for me to do than what I would do traditionally.
Right.
It's a slower tempo. I don't need nobody to say ad libs.
Mm.
Right.
But I can say the record clear to you word for word right here, and you hear it and go, yo. And what they're listening to, that double time bounce, is really a slower.
It's like what
track.
Snoop said something.
No, but I'm gonna just keep it real. Let's get to the point. Like you had people scared. Like even if that was your jump off or whatever, like people were scared to take pictures with bitches. It's a fact.
Oh no.
It's a fact. Like tatted up Molly. What was it?
Instagram.
Yeah.
I don't.
Like people were scared. Like you be like. I'm just saying.
I don't deal with that person no more.
No, I'm just saying.
Uh-huh.
Like.
I'm trying to, like, that.
He's trying to take you down Petty Lane.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's what he's trying to do.
Any way he can.
Any way he can get you.
Because you're not only the Petty Gang.
Petty Lane, now Petty Street.
Because I just wanted you to know, you like, this is a whole operation that you own, Petty Gang.
Petty
Gang? You own it. Like, you, I'm going to just be clear. You
own it.
You're our leader.
Yeah. I'm vice president. Me and you, we opening it up right now. Petty Gang Records.
Petty Gang.
Petty Gang Records.
You're our leader.
We sign everybody. This is how we're going to do it, Fendi, me and you. We're going to the Petty Gang Records. We gonna sign every nigga. Every nigga we meet, you rap, all right, cool, we sign you. But you gotta get yourself popping. And when you pop, we fuck with them. If they don't pop, we don't fuck with them. Like, and we upfront about it.
That sound like Atlanta.
Yeah. Whoa.
That's how the whole Atlanta's operating.
Oh, word? You think that?
It sounds like their contracts are happening so early that people are attached to them as they blow up.
Right, because they ain't missing. Like, every artist they come out becomes a star.
You know, it's cool. Remember that was New York at one point.
That was New York.
It was a hub in New York.
Now, Fab said you divided New York.
Fab said that?
I
heard what's the name say it.
Who?
Ebro.
Oh, okay. Maybe I'm right. Maybe I'm wrong. Excuse me. Maybe it was Ebro. So Ebro said that where?
When he said that, you know what's interesting? Right. Like, if they knew the circumstances that I came in under.
Right.
So when there wasn't a lot of friends.
Right.
Like, around to go, yo, like, I'm gonna fuck with you. Like, I'm gonna do shit with you as I'm breaking. I'm like, stay that way, motherfucker. Stay over there. Right. Now, after the shit pop, don't come over here trying to. So, right. You want me to say some shit by accident and sell a million records for you? You know what I'm saying? So, that's why I didn't fuck with them. Like, if you say everybody that's been around me, they'll tell you, like, they've been overpaid.
Right.
I've been trying
to get around you for years because I heard that. I'm glad. Thank you for coming to the Drink Champs because I'm not going to let you leave.
Hey.
At some point, we starting a different relationship because you're a rich nigga and you're going to keep me rich. Come on, let's do it.
Let's do it.
We're going to do something, my brother. I think you said Trackmasters. You remember Two Ways?
No, very
good. Who was the first nigga with Two Ways?
You had it first.
Let's make some noise for me having it first. Listen. Yeah, nigga with a two-way. Keep it real.
No. We still had beepers.
Yeah, that's right. Niggas still had beepers.
And you came in there, you had the big, it's the little gray joint to flip open.
Well, I was like, y'all can do email. Niggas was looking at me like, what the fuck you gonna do with an email? I didn't really know what an email was. I just knew email was fly.
It was too early.
I was like, yo, let me get that. I swear to God, I don't know what store I was in. Nigga was like, yo, It was like $2,700 at the time. I'm talking about the original two-way. Or like $1,800, something like that. It was like the first one. I had the very first two-way. I'm telling you, Motorola store.
It's like a great joint.
I was a StarTech Motorola. And Trackmasters. Those were the second niggas with it. They had it. And then other niggas got it.
Trackmasters, they went and got them after you.
Yep, they got them after
me. I watched it happen. I just wasn't going to buy that shit at that point.
Right.
I like being the beast.
Because you're a petty nigga. My nigga.
I was just like,
King Petty.
You had it.
You the King Petty. I'm like right under you. I'm like Senor Petty. Come on, baby. Let's do it. I drink your gang. I'm going to keep it real.
Listen, look.
You listen.
When I say every time you think I'm starting, you got to look at what just happened. And then you see what really transpired.
What's behind it?
Yeah, because
how did you get F and Vodka, man?
But F and they've been approaching me to do spirits since 2000.
So this is a vodka company that already existed prior to you, similar to like how Puff with the Ciroc,
Beam Suntory, same type of deal.
So where was you at? France.
Puff is with Diageo.
This is grape vodka as well.
Because you were rich.
Is it grape?
No. Puff is not even vodka.
Oh,
it's grapes.
Let's go there.
It says made.
We ready.
With
we
fire.
Ready. We ready. We know where you're going.
You know what I'm saying?
We ready.
Like we got to read the label.
So Fendi.
Made with vodka. You know, it's grapes.
What?
It's grapes.
Right.
So
he break it down smart again.
Be more sugar.
We need the dumb version.
It's going to be more sugar in it because this is made from wheat.
Okay.
It's from Holland. It's distilled five times. You know what I'm saying? So it's a lot less sugar and it's a lot smoother than the Ciroc brand. And then later, when you have a headache because you finished your full bottle of Ciroc, you shit banging.
Talk about
tell
it.
You, I'm tell you, see, talk I told about you it, I was 50. Better than you niggas.
Right.
Told you I was smarter.
Right.
He did drink his own product, though. He really did drink his own product.
I swear to God, niggas told me, yo, 50's not going to drink. I swear to God.
Yeah, that's right.
I asked everybody in the universe.
I drink occasionally, man. Occasionally.
So you going
to
take another shot?
Well, this would be the right occasion.
Let's just take one more shot because
that's three drinks. I drunk three shots.
Three is my lucky number. couple, but listen, four is four. No, you gotta stop. You gotta stop. You can't keep taking shots like that. Look, I told you, the mafia. You gotta look eye to eye. Boom. Now we do it.
What was? Remember that one time? I don't know. Was it Chris Lighty's wedding at Vizcaya?
Shit. Yeah,
I threatened Steve Stout.
I met you for a hot second at the fourth season. At the fourth season, he tried to take us there.
Yeah, you know how you want me to.
So he told me a story, and I want you all to verify the story. So he was like, he tried to take my whole crew. He was in shorts and shit. He's like, just come to the wedding. I'm like, come on, that's not happening. So we didn't go just out of respect. But afterwards, when he came back, he said the funniest shit happened.
What?
He's like, I have 50. I think it's Steve Stout. And Puff at the same table?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. He said, it was the most awkward shit ever, and that you was instigating some shit.
No, see, I wasn't instigating. I wanted to fuck Steve Stout up. My bad.
Stout, and Stout was like, and Norton was mad. He was going off on him, right? And then he was like, he's mad he doesn't have any money.
let me tell you.
Steve is like,
let me tell you. This is exactly what happened. I seen Steve Stout. I had to do two records for you. You signed to them. So I said, yo, is there anything, you know, happening? And then Steve said, I will never pay you for a 50 Cent record. We're dropping him.
Right.
And then he's around you. No. So he's around, like, because I ain't give a fuck. You, I would never charge you. Nigga, I don't give a fuck. Hold on, let me get my story out. So I would never charge you. Remember, I'm about to be the next nigga. So, but that's what they told. He had just paid me for the Firm album. Right. So I just asked, like, just in conversation, like, yo, what's up the 50 Shades? He's like, we dropping him. So I was like, all right, cool. I'm drunk. I'm at Chris Lighty's wedding. And he's over here like this with 50.
Trying to be cool.
And I remember him saying, you going to drop this nigga.
And now,
you want to be his friend?
Look, he go.
What?
He going.
Hold on, let me take this story. I was like, what? That nigga fronted on you, 50. He
don't
told me he was going to drop you.
I'm telling
fuck
you, Chinese is the one right there.
I told him. I warned you, 50. Keep it real.
Now he did.
I warned you. Was fucking with Stout. I warned him.
At this
can you give me a five for warning you? And now you hate Steve Stout. I told you that. I told you it first.
I'm going to tell you what he did, right? Look, right there, when he said, because they got into the argument and shit, and I was like, yo, what happened? He said, nah, he's upset. You know what I'm saying? Because I was like, all right, now boom. Now Puffy's sitting there. He going like, yo.
Right. No, he was gassing. Puffy was gassing it. That's what you told me. You got the story confused. You said, I was gassing
it. I just know that you told me Puff, Steve.
No, Puff was like, get him, Nori. Because I was like, yo, listen. I was like, yo, Stout. And listen, Stout, I don't got beef with you no more. But I was like, Stout, oh, now you want to suck 50 dick? Like, I was in that wedding, nigga. I'm wilding. I said, now you want
to
suck 50 dick?
After you just told me not to fuck with the nigga?
You was going to drop him. What happened? Y'all dropped him, and the nigga went somewhere else, and now you want to come back and suck his dick, right?
I'm going to tell you what's
going on. In a wedding, nigga, I'm disrespectful. God bless the dad, Chris Lighty, rest in peace. But this was the first time I seen the nigga in a long time. I'm sorry, if you get blackballed, EFN, look, because, you know, he's very powerful, this guy. So I just want you to know what you're in for, all right?
I'm already
here. Are you ready?
I'm already here.
We might be blackballed after this.
What
it's
saying?
Over. And
what
Fishy is getting real with us. Yeah.
He told Norby he was going to pay him because he's dropping me.
Right.
This is because this was the Sony. Columbia 550 shit.
Right.
Ooh.
The Trackmasters.
Ooh.
When I get to him, the deal's happening without Stout. He don't got nothing to do with this shit. So now he's like, oh, well, you know, like, trying to be cool with me. And I'm like, what's the matter with this nigga, right? Because you want to make it that he had the relationship so you can make it in Jimmy's mind that he put it together.
Right.
Because he's leaving to go do the brand.
But like
shit.
On some management's?
No,
how was he involved at all?
It was Chris's manager.
Look, the fact that he already signed me once over here
at Columbia.
And then saying, Jimmy, I've been talking to this guy the whole time. He's fucking, he's going to be good. Like, this is the, look, he's hot. This is the guy.
Oh.
He give you that confirmation, and then when it works,
he's
in Jimmy's mind, you told him to do that.
Right.
So now, that's what he was doing. And I'm going, the nigga Puff was like, first he was amping him to get Stout, then he was like, yo, so yo, when we gonna get the chance to, you know, to kick it, like we can just hang out, nigga, we gotta
hold
kick
that.
It.
This is
Puff.
Okay.
He telling me we gotta kick it and shit, and he was like, yo, why don't we like go shopping or some shit? I mean, like, I pay for it. And I was like, what the fuck this nigga just said? I got the fuck away from him because I was like, this nigga
just tell me he'd take me shopping.
And this is the shit. This this shit that goes on. But there's your little fruit. My puppy's a fruit pile. It's a fruit pile. Trust me. You see these little weird ass pictures and shit like that out there, sitting out there for no reason. And you don't see accident pictures of me like kissing it. Like that doesn't happen by accident. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm telling you. I'm telling you. Look, look. Later you're gonna find out a little shit that I'll be saying be real. Do you understand what I'm saying? Man, listen. I'm trying to tell you the truth. But the truth, sometimes it hurts.
Right.
It hurts people and they don't want to hear that shit. But I'm trying to tell you. Nah. A nigga asked me, could he take me shopping? And it fucked me up because I'm looking like, what the fuck did this nigga just say? I want to take you shopping. I got a bankroll out this motherfucker. I want to take you shopping. Why? Because when you walk around looking so motherfucking good, I'm going to feel like, God damn it, that motherfucker with me. That's all I want to do. That's all I want to do. But when a nigga tell me he want to take me shopping, what the fuck is the matter with this nigga?
Wait, hold on. Well, where was this at?
This was at the wedding.
This was at all at that wedding.
Nah, Christmas.
Right after the wedding.
I'm beefing with Steve Stout, and Puff is telling you he's going to take you shopping.
After the shoe show. Sweat is swear to God, man.
Everybody gonna want to be at Chris Lady's wedding right now. Everybody gonna be like, yo, I was there.
Why? And I'm bugging because look, while they were sitting there at the wedding, like I'm like this, look, because you know they both they hit.
Right.
Both Stout and Puff.
Okay, yes, they hit.
They fucked the Veronica, the girl that Chris was married.
Whoa, this is awkward. We did not know that.
So I'm sitting there like, what the kind of shit we got going on?
Oh, man.
Goddamn. Like, we must have my own little
answer. I guess our angel on our chest.
Cheers. I know, you were supposed to jump in right there. Like, cheers.
I was befuddled, son.
God,
I'm
still befuddled.
It is what it is now. You gave me alcohol.
Your alcohol. It's a fuck.
Listen.
Did we take that shot already?
No, but this is the kind of awkward shit that was going on at the same time.
Damn,
so
I didn't know
I'm
that.
Sitting there looking, going like, what the fuck is, okay. Okay, maybe this is one of those things where, because I'm from the neighborhood, I don't understand what's really going on, right? And it was just his own little thing. Like, Chris didn't give a fuck. I guess it was have everybody here so they know I'm secure. And I don't care about none of that shit. And everything's like, and I'm going through my own little feelings.
All right.
You know what I'm saying? Because I don't know how that works.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But it is what it is. Like, that's what happened. And it was like, I'm sitting there, I'm like, that was her get down. That was her tight. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
Like, executive tight. Like, you want to tell me you went to school and shit like that? You better tell me you got no gag reflex.
I'm going to turn this serious.
I don't know if I'm bringing that up as a good idea.
Yo, listen. So, I'm going to bring a serious one question and we're gonna move on from this. Right. But... Chris basically managed you your whole career.
Yeah.
Chris managed me basically my whole career. I'm sorry to ask this question, but we're going to both ask this question. Do you think he committed suicide?
No, I don't believe that. I don't believe he killed himself.
So what do you believe? Because you hired an investigator?
Yeah, I hired investigators for it because I didn't believe, like, for Tiffany.
For the daughter. That's the daughter. Yeah.
I did that, you know what I'm saying, because her and her... his mother and his family, his brothers and them didn't believe in that, so I paid for it. But the...
But you personally, what do you believe?
Not, like, I spoke to him right before...
The day?
The
same day or the day before you
The
said?
Night before, like, it was like a... he was still under the weather. Like, he was still under the weather because he was went to the doctor and came out. He was, like, talking real low and shit, and I was getting my hair cut. And we was talking on the FaceTime shit, so you don't have to... It's long distance. I was in Germany at the... Their consumer electronics convention.
All right.
So when I'm talking to him, he's like, yeah, real soft spoken because he, you know, wasn't feeling good. Right. And then Shorty came in and said, you on the phone? Blah, blah. She was real mad, like, what the fuck? And I was like, like, we laughed at what was going on. And after he said, yo, I'll call you back. Because he was just out of it, like he was sick, so he couldn't. The fuck, you were on the phone? Da da! She went after him, and I was like, "Damn!" And it was funny to us because we didn't really. At that point, he wasn't going.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It was just something to laugh at. Like he just got some shit going on at the house.
Right.
Then later, you look at it and you go, "Wait, this shit don't feel right." Because the nigga, he didn't have. The energy at that point to reciprocate or to fight.
So you think that she had it done?
I don't know. I don't know. I won't put that on nobody.
Yeah, don't put that on. But
I don't
But what do you
think? I don't
think?
Believe he just knocked himself off like that.
I can't believe that neither. Yeah. I'm sorry. Like I know this is a touching point for both of us.
Yeah.
But I look at you face to face, man to man. Let me tell you something. I don't believe that neither.
When they try to
like,
say,
but are we in denial? Like let's just
no,
keep it real.
No,
are we?
No, you're in denial
with your pettiness.
Listen,
but I know that. But what I'm saying is, are we? Me and you, because I'm with you on this 100%. Are we in denial? Because no. I did hear like some funny stories one night. I just hung out somewhere,
and
it was actually me and my wife. I don't want to blow up who I talk to.
Look at this. Look, all the funny stories and all that shit. I heard everything you can think of. I heard.
I know. You had to hear what I heard.
What's happening is when they start to say it's because he was having financial problems.
Right. Yeah. Please, let's make this clear.
Look, he lost money with Bernie Madoff. Right.
Word.
Makes sense.
When he lost the money, I come in the office, I'm laughing at him, right? Because I'm like, oh, so you found a nigga, give you 33% charge on it, didn't even say nothing about that, huh? My nigga. So you forgot to tell a nigga that you found a nigga like that that could give you that kind of money on returns. You ain't cut me in at all on the deal, huh? I'm glad the motherfucker lost the money. Made, so I'm laughing at
him. Yeah, just made $100 million. Let's make some noise for that. I just made $100 million with vitamin water. Goddamn.
Easy, man. I'm looking at him going, why you ain't tell me
cut you into
that
it.
You found somebody that could show you those returns on the money?
Mm.
And I said, because Bernie was showing the returns up until him not showing
you
the returns.
It was like a pyramid.
Hold on. You met Bernie Madoff?
So he was doing it, huh?
You met Bernie Madoff?
No, this is what Chris said
already. I keep going. This is a story so crazy.
So now I'm going, yo, how you missed that one? How you ain't tell me about that? And he's like, oh, man, this is, you know, some bullshit or whatever. But he's like, yo, He got money, but it was tied in the investments that he would have lost. He would have had penalties if he pulled out before the time period. So I said, I give you $1 million and you just give it back to me. You know, when the thing is, like, on the time periods. Like, we'll make periods. And he said, all right, cool. He didn't even ask. I said, I give it to you because it didn't make sense for me that we make too much money together for you to be under those. I'm not sure you're going to work the same.
Right.
If you got that type of pressure on you, this is going to skip you. Not you miss it. They didn't miss no family vacations, no nothing.
All right.
Everything's on happening the way it would happen at any other point. So the crazy part is at the time that I'm actually getting the phone call from him, is me telling him, look, he's saying, yo, that's already dealt with. Cause like time went by,
about what is it? When you say
that, he gave me back the $1 million, Lord.
Oh, he gave
so
you back.
So the money that I had loaned him, the $1 million.
Right.
At the time that right before he passed away, is us having a conversation like, yo, talk to your people because all that money, you know, I did that. That's dope. It's all back now. So he's telling
and
me
what matter of time is that? Like
that was
2 weeks later.
Nah, it's an 8 month time period.
Okay.
But in the 8 month time,
he gave it with the profit.
He put the money back, the $1 million back. So he said, "Yo, that's back. So why the fuck were you talking about financially being strapped?"
Oh, this is after the Madoff shit was already exposed.
The Madoff shit.
He just gave you your money back.
When he took that hit, I gave him $1 million.
Right.
Wow. Right.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
That $1 million, he had his money in other investments, but he couldn't take it out, or he would have lost money.
Okay, so you was helping him at that point with the Madoff shit.
It's just giving him $1 million of float money, so he don't have to fuck with his other money.
Right.
Then 8 month time period went by, and that money is back now. It's put back into my accounts. So he's like, yo, that's back. So, and I'm saying, yo, I'm getting ready to run. And he go, he get happy, light up. Light was sitting right there, my barber right there. He was actually cutting my hair.
Light, my nigga. Light, where you from?
Queens.
Where at?
He been cutting my
nigga
hair.
I know that. Nigga, tell what part, nigga.
He been cutting my hair for 20 years.
Of Farmers in America.
Farmers in Merritt?
A son of a bitch charged me $500 a haircut now.
It was George $500 a haircut.
You must have started paying up.
You wait too expensive.
Man, the price went up and shit.
Now you a rich nigga.
Where's my free haircut for Christmas? I need my free haircut for Christmas.
You got it. 50, wow, that's crazy. So
I was supposed to get a free haircut for Christmas, man.
Right. Oh, he still charged you on Christmas?
Yeah, man. Every time
you a rich nigga though.
He pop up at the shows. You don't know that no freebies.
Can me and Ian make effing pieces? Huh? Can we give effing pieces? We hurting over here. We fucked up.
We don't got no pieces.
I'm gonna send it too.
Yeah.
Now if you see it,
look, we put. Are we hurting over here, 50?
I'm gonna send it too.
Nobody listens to us. All right, listen. Please, just need, look, look, all right, I'm going to keep it 100.
I'm going to see, look. If you don't wear this, you keep it, right? I'm going to send it, I'm going to send this a joint that, like this for
you. That's right. Send it to me, please. I got you.
If you don't wear it, you wear it.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. He talking to my wife. He's a foul nigga. Go ahead. It's okay. We foul niggas.
Talking to your son, man.
We foul niggas. Oh, you talking to my son. Oh, no, my son going to wear it for sure. No. You got to send two separate ones. Me and my son. He going to wear it for sure. Listen, I'm writing my son a mad podcast. He said, he be calling me Pop. I gotta tell that nigga stop that. That's not you like when your children call you Pop?
No, Pop means you a little older, right?
Like, yeah, Pop is like, I feel like I got gray hairs. I ain't got none.
Hey.
Oh, I forgot. You got gray hairs or you die?
He said, listen,
you die?
I got a couple, got two of them.
You got
pull
two
of them?
I got two
of them.
He's fully admitting his foulness. He's just not accepting his fully pettiness, and I respect that.
Hey, you know,
because you're petty. When you're petty, you can't just be accepting that petty.
You gotta ask, it depends on who you're asking.
Right.
100%.
Depends on who you're asking.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
We're back to Drink Champs Radio with rapper N.O.R.E. and DJ EFN.
Now, how the fuck was that working with Dr. Dre?
It was fun. Like, you know, it's ill because I was so seasoned when I went to work with Dre that I only worked with Dre for 4 days on Get Rich or Die Trying.
Wow. What? No, yeah. I've never heard that.
4 days, we did In the Club, P.I.M.P., Back Down, Church, no, In the Club, P.I.M.P., Back Down, If I Can't, and this record called Angels.
Let's just make some noise for 50 flossing on us again. Gotcha. You did all those in 4 days.
4 days. Look, because right after I did that with Dre.
See, this nigga's a robot. I told you, this nigga's smarter than everybody.
And was like, yo,
you are hood Trey. Bill Gates, right? No, you are. You are hood Bill Gates. That's how we look at you in the hood. Let's make some noise for that, goddammit. Say that shit. So, 4 days?
Yeah, we recorded for 4 days with me and Dre, and then I got those records out of that 4 days of recording. Then we went to Detroit, and I worked with M. We did two records, like every day. But we did two, and we kept one of the two records that we did those two days. And then, that album process was like just the way I think at that point, because it wasn't like the simplicity of it was what made it special. Like it was like, "Go Shorty, it's your birthday." I didn't have to think hard to come up with that one.
Right. And you thought of that as soon as you heard the beat?
Yep. Oh. "Go Shorty, it's your birthday." You know, part like, you know, it's ill. Is Dre was going, because the Back Down record, he had gave it to Busta Rhymes. He had gave the Back Down record to.
This nigga's giving us exclusives here, your friend.
He gave the Back Down record to.
He gave Back Down to Busta.
Rakim had the gun, the Back Down with the gun clicks.
That's
in it.
Elias Wilson fly. Just in case you see that, he planted that.
He's flying.
Let's be careful. Go ahead.
Yeah. But they look, Rakim had it first, and then I think he gave it to Busta Rhymes, and then I got the track. No, Rakim, and then D12 had the In the Club beat.
Wow.
And they passed on it, so I got that.
You gonna make us too hot right now. You sure you wanna
get
this?
No, true.
Like, oh my God.
Dre, if you get Dre, if you ever get Dre on this podcast, he's gonna tell you.
We're gonna get Dre.
You telling?
Yeah, we're getting Dre on the podcast.
Oh, about, thank you, 50. Did you just predict we gonna get Dre on that? This nigga's a genie. Let's make some noise for that. Hey! Yeah, I still can't believe you came. I'm gonna be honest. Like, cause you know why? Like, I said this earlier, and I got to correct the part. I said, yo, I don't know Rich 50. I know Broke 50.
Yeah, Broke 50.
Is that foul?
No.
It's not foul, right?
Everybody transitions.
No, I respect your transition, nigga. Yeah. That's why I respect your transition. Nigga, I was watching from afar. I was blowing horns. I didn't have it physically. But I was in my mind. It was like, whoo! Every time you was winning. So I'm like, this nigga really came, my brother. Thank you, my brother. I appreciate it. But I really need you on the Petty record, though.
He's got it.
You can't play it on the headphones.
No, not on here.
No?
All right. I got to import it.
Right after.
Yeah,
because
I'm a foul nigga. I would play it right now. I would play it right now. But you really came, 50, man. Like, yo, thank you so much. I'm going to be honest. I really like that chain, though. You going to send me and my son? You committed, right?
Hey, you X-Men?
I'm sorry. Me and my son are EFN. Only three. You rich. You good. Don't worry about it. So how was it having vitamin water? What did that do?
Oh, it was cool. That was just the start of it.
So how did they approach you and said, get down with this?
No. I actually was in the produce aisle.
The produce aisle.
In the supermarket. And I was walking and I saw a gallon of spring water for $2.69. Mm. And I went further and I saw a gallon of spring water for 59 cents. Mm. And I know I wouldn't know the difference between what springs you're saying they come from if Poland Springs didn't spend marketing dollars to say that it's a better product.
Right.
So I'm going, I want to sell water. Chris was like, for water? And he's like, to who? Like, where? And I'm like, to everybody, like, everywhere. And he's like, it was more confusing to him than saying I wanted to sell a vodka or selling something like that, spirits, because right. It's easier. You know exactly what hub to approach. Everything's right there for you. You know, it's three 800-pound gorillas. You can go to Bacardi, you can go to Diageo, you can go to Bain. You know, but
I think it's mad smart. Go ahead.
When you look and you say you wanted to sell the water, we had to wait. I waited until I found it, the actual product in the gym on Sunset. The vitamin water was
Los
there.
Los Angeles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I said, boy, I went to this gym. It's like a high-end gym and shit. And I had the water in there. I was like, yo, this like this right here. That's what I was talking about. And then kind of find out the company was private owned, based in Queens.
Oh, shit.
And, what? You know, the people there understood.
Vitamin water came from Queens?
It's based in Queens.
Damn. Oh, wow.
And they, like, provided stock options for their employees to provide incentives because it was, like, a, you know, growing company. And then people who provide stock options for their, you can buy those options.
Right.
From each one of the individuals, like, you know, because people are living in now, they go, 50, work 9 to 5.
I gotta hire an assistant, right? Can you just train my assistant, please? Like, because the shit that you talk about, I'm like, damn, this nigga is like, what water was you drinking? that's crazy. As hood as you is, you so articulate, like,
when I get into that, I tweak out because it's like, look, when we sell crack, we don't actually use it.
Right. That's right.
They'll ask me, you know, why you don't drink the vodka all the time.
No, you're drinking it with me, nigga.
It's my birthday.
That's right. Oh, that's right. July 6th is your birthday.
Oh, let's make some.
Yo, listen, on Drink Champs. On Drink Champs, every day is your birthday or New Year's Eve.
Yep.
But you actually can't. Listen, July 3rd, this is the day I met my wife. God damn it. God bless her. I love her. And this is the day my father died.
Wow.
So I'm always sad on July 3rd.
Some good,
I'm
some
always,
bad.
I always flip on somebody that I'm close to.
We had a fight yesterday, me and him.
Yeah. We broke up yesterday. You didn't know that? Drink Chance, we broke up yesterday.
Yeah. And then I seen you in the club.
I seen you in the club, and I was like, nigga, let's get it together. But I'm always, and you came, and you was a blessing for me today, my brother.
Yeah.
Like, I can't front, when I met you early in them days, there was nothing that was going to stop you. Like, you had the attitude from the beginning of, like, I don't give a fuck about anything, and I'm going to win. Yeah. And I'm going to win. Like, and now you laid out a blueprint. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like step by step, like people like Troy Ave,
uh-huh.
There's a lot of people who owe like their career to you because, I said, I got nothing but love for Prodigy, but uh-huh. When me and him started the beef, I just thought like you. Like, I literally took your format. It was like, I'm going to think how he think because he wins everything.
You know, it's ill. It's,
I'm a foul really, nigga for that. Make some noise for that, goddamn it.
I don't think P really knew what he was doing when he did that.
Right.
Like, the box that he opened right now. Like, right. I think he just felt like it was telling the truth and no penalties would be involved.
No repercussions.
Because everybody is exempt from those activities because the time was up.
Right.
Because, you know, if he was worried about it being him snitching, he wouldn't have did that.
Right.
You know, but him saying these things, and people was like, I was like, damn, like, how you know I'm prepared or comfortable with everybody knowing I did that?
Right.
Today.
Right.
I like Garcia. You know, like Garcia, said, look at him. He like, who the fuck his phone is that? I like that, Garcia.
You know,
okay, like, you got give me.
That's what
power.
He didn't take into consideration.
Right.
Like how people would feel when they shit with the laundry was out.
Right.
Even if it didn't meant like it didn't mean any type of legal.
Yeah, it was retarded.
You know, it just was a lot.
It was
you know, but I can't defend him for that. You know, that's why he did that. Like I just for me, I was a fan of his music, you know why.
Right. No
you
doubt.
Know what I'm saying? Like and have the right. same thing, like, you know, It's just like have a different like I need him for me,
right? No, have
like to make him.
He was here. He came here because there's a rumor that spread that Mobb Deep wouldn't do shows with CNN.
Why wouldn't y'all do it?
I don't know. We shout out to him a lot of times.
A long time.
Back in the days.
So maybe that's why.
Yeah, I mean, and Havoc came here to clear up the rumor.
Clear it up.
And we great.
Clear it up.
Listen, we're supposed to do a Queens tour. I got you and Akinyele here right now.
A
fool? It was supposed to be Nas, Mobb Deep, Capone, and Noriega. Are y'all telling me I could add 50 Cent and Akinyele?
What venues we going to use?
I don't know. Like the tough one. Look at he wanted to limit our budget. No. Your budget go down when you're in the strip club.
I'm going to tell you what happens.
Okay?
Can we
do a tour 50 Cent? Nas. Mobb Deep, Capone and Nori.
No.
I want 50 Cent and G Unit.
I think we need to break it up.
What that mean?
That's too much for one thing.
like in a year? Cause you know none of the niggas invite me to the festival shits. Did they invite
That's
you to the festival?
I do all of them.
You do all of them? I'm like, can you put me on? Who to connect? Nobody invite me to a festival. That's fucked up.
Nah, it should be dope to bring.
Think about
up.
It. What festival I ever did?
Yeah,
anybody? Don't worry, I'll wait.
Rock the bell.
I was inviting guests. What do you mean?
They don't invite you.
That don't count. Redman invited me, right? Method Man.
Yeah,
Redman and Method Man, they invited me to out here and rock the bells. And I seen them niggas. I was like, yo. Because I be running down on niggas in Miami. Like, if you're in Miami, I'm like, this is my second hood, nigga. You know what I'm saying? I said, yo, you do this shit one more year out here, and you don't book me? And they really didn't book me. They called my bluff. I was bluffing, because I wasn't going to do nothing to the white people. Hell no. Never hit a white person. Is that like hood 101?
Yeah, that's definitely.
That's
911.
Yeah. Never hit a white. Threaten them, but don't hit the motherfuckers. Yeah. Let's make some noise for me being on point. That's why we popping out here. Never hit white people.
Yeah, you don't.
Threaten the shit out of them.
You hit them that dial 911 and they show up to say yes.
And they be like, yup. They point you right out.
Yeah, you don't act like you didn't do it. You did it, motherfucker.
50, I still can't believe you came.
Yeah, thank you, man.
Yeah,
for real, man. You know, Drink Champs, we popping. We the number one podcast. Again, our arch enemy is a guy named Elliot Wilson. You want to say anything more about him?
He's not our enemy.
Nah. He be coming at me. He's our number one competition.
Oh, he got
and Best Buy Liquors.
Yeah.
Hold on, 50, listen, let me just tell you something. We told Best Buy Liquors 50 Cent is coming, and they did never disrespect. They took the Ciroc. They was bringing Ciroc. They said, are you crazy?
No.
When fucking 50 Cent is in the building, it's only... You got cucumber. You a smart nigga. That's for the diet, niggas. Correct? They said, we bringing strictly effing vodka for the people at Best Buy Liquors, baby.
At Best Buy Liquors.
Yeah, come on, EFN. Dude, be more professional. You read more professional.
The fuck you know,
you
do? Hey, how you doing?
Be more professional. Like, you know I'm dyslexic, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm dyslexic. Yeah, it's a fact. I don't give a fuck.
Hey.
I'm up, 50. I'm
y'all
good.
Make some noise for 50 Cent one time, y'all.
In the resource room. I just, you know what I'm doing this, 50?
What?
I just want to make noise for the resource room niggas. Special education. I rode the little bus.
You want to make some noise for them?
Huh?
Make some noise for them.
I rode that little bus. Because I always knew I was, I'm not as smart as 50, but I always knew I was smart. But I knew I could. I wasn't writing smart.
He you took journalism school. He know he took journalism. You know,
don't look me up like that. Don't do
this
that.
This is why he
don't
does
do
this well.
Don't do that. Don't do that.
He
you gonna
yeah,
do
this is why he does this well.
You're supposed to do that when it's Tyler Kwali or somebody. Not with 50 here. Don't throw that in
you smart.
Don't throw
in school.
Yeah, I did.
Yo, you know what I'm saying?
Where you took that class?
Well, okay. You heard what he said?
Where'd you take that class?
I took that class in jail. Let's make some room.
But you learned journalism.
Listen. If it's journalism, 50, does my credit still count?
If you didn't get anything out of that experience.
I got education. Thank you so much, 50. Yo, no, we ain't ending it. Because you feel like you... I just feel like you just want to keep talking shit, and we would love it.
I'm here with you.
We would love it.
I don't know what we
I can't believe you came, my nigga. Let's describe what happened last night, bro.
Okay. We go
in my mind. In my mind, I was like, damn, 50 hours. I've been hitting Renee for months.
Yeah.
I said, yo, because I never asked for.
Mix Show Power something?
Listen, only Renee, reason, right? let Same me just say yeah. something. Only reason why I got Hov's number is because Hov called me. Hov called me because I had said something on another podcast and he wanted to speak to me direct. But Lil Wayne, the reason why I got Wayne's number is because he had actually one time. Yeah, actually took my phone and put it. But like you have reached that plateau where I don't want your number because I know that like you're like that big.
I'm scared
to ask you for your number. Like I would never do that, right? But last night I seen you, and I was like, no, I ain't see you. I came to see you. I'm gonna keep it real.
You came? I didn't know that.
I know. I came to see you. I was like, yo, this nigga's in Miami. You know Renee? Cause you a hard guy to get in contact with. I don't know if
I've
you know that.
Around,
yeah. So. I had came, and like I said, I really had a whole speech that I was going to give you, like, in my mind. And I was like, yo, I'm going to tell this nigga. Like, I had held my breath.
You didn't realize that everything that you did before that.
You just shut me down real quick. I'm doing it tomorrow, nigga. Like, no problem.
It kept reaching me, but I was like, oh, yeah, I'm going to call my talk tomorrow. I figure out how to do that.
Right.
And then I'm going, when they want to do it?
Right.
And then I'm going, all right, well, and then when I see him in my face, I'm going, yeah, let's do it tomorrow.
I can't believe it.
Before, you know?
I was like, yo, I had a whole speech. Did I tell you that already? I know I told you that earlier. But I had a whole speech, because, I never got paid for that. So can you? You want to do this one verse for me, right? We better. I don't expect you to come to the video. I don't expect you to come to the video because big niggas like y'all don't never come to the video, right? Or you gonna commit to the video? Is this what we doing? I'm sorry, my partner went to the bathroom, felt like it's just me now.
We gonna get to negotiating. Look,
I'm hurting.
As soon
50.
As I hit the record, I'm gonna tell you if I can really black out on it.
I'm gonna play you the record right now. I got my man Pop on the driver. What's that Instagram once again?
Pop3732.
I didn't hear
what
that.
What's happening
to
his voice?
Come on, Drain, translate for me. What did he say?
Papo
3732?
3732.
Baby just came in here. What's his name, sweetheart? Just came in.
That's right.
Right here. Tamila?
Tamila, goddamn.
Tamila. Okay, that's now, right. Is anyone but on purpose or accidentally licked your asshole? Has anyone on purpose or accidentally licked your asshole? Like, I mean, your asshole's very close to your vagina.
Oh, God.
Very close area. Has anyone ever got carried away and accidentally licked?
Lies.
They did it on purpose? They did it on purpose?
It's never happened.
Never happened. Never by accident. You didn't ever feel anything down there. Or anything. Okay. Listen. Some people are in denial.
Most of our guests.
Some people are in denial.
We gotta get them to turn up. This nigga came just turned up.
You know. Look,
God damn it.
I just think.
50. When you gonna realize you're rich and you're supposed to?
I'm
relax.
Having a good time with me.
No.
I'm just having a moment. You know we're all dying, right?
Oh damn.
Every single day. Born. Been dying. If you believe in God, then you believe when you see things happen and you say, it just wasn't my time to go.
Right.
That means God has a plan for you, right? Yeah. And if God has a plan, and we broke it down to heartbeats, you got a certain amount of heartbeats that you're going to have, right?
Right.
That means, in our actual experience, we got to live in the moment sometimes.
That's it.
Got to enjoy yourself.
And drink champs.
Now, don't mind. I'm going to tell you, I'm still okay with you niggas. You licked ass before. I'm still all right with
you. You pointing down?
I'm not gonna drink.
Or you pointing to
ox? Listen, I'm drinking out of small cups. I'm not gonna drink behind you, niggas.
Right.
But I know you've licked some sort of ass in some way in your lifetime.
And ox rubs his titties before he comes.
This is a rich story. This is the like this. So this shit is really gonna happen.
Yo, you want me to tell you the story about ox? Or you want me to
keep... I wanna know exactly what the fuck going on.
We young niggas. niggas. This is way
hilarious.
This is way. I'm on the roll. I brought me in my first talk. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
On my first talk. Like, it's the first time I heard Kid Capri. Oh, you want me to hear the Kid Capri story? I'm gonna blow it up right here. First time I went on a roll with you, North Carolina. Kid Capri sees me, he's like, Nori, come to my room, you play video games? I'm like, cool. I go to the nigga room. Nigga playing video, he's like, Kid Capri just showed me a porno flick, but it's him as the star.
He's trying to play.
I wanted to wait till Kid Capri came here to tell his story. Well, I'm sorry, 50 got me charged up. It's 54. I'm sorry, Kid Capri. But he had his legs fully cooked up in the air. And the bitch was there. And I was like, yo, I'm uncomfortable. He like, yo, look at this little nigga. I was like, Kid Capri, I'm so sorry. Like, you're my brother. I'm sorry. But I had to do
it. Just violated Kid Capri.
It fucked up my life.
Damn, Nort.
I was in a row with you.
I hope you come with a girl. I hope when you do come, you come with a girl.
No. Kid Capri's the...
So you can look at the girl and go, wait, so...
It was the freakiest shit I ever saw in my life.
Is this what you've been doing?
Like, it fucked up... Yo, 50, it fucked up my childhood. Like,
it fucked up your...
I was like, why did he tell me that?
Why did he tell me that?
Like, I was like, all right, cool. And like, he was dead.
She had his legs up.
No, I know. He had his own legs up.
Yo,
50, bring me on. Oh my God. Yo, I'm a foul. Yo, 50, make me a foul or run, nigga. Man. Every moment I've been around you, I've been foul. You gotta do the patty right.
I can't wait till I see him DJ.
Let me just throw it out there. Kid Capri got the best Periscope in the whole game.
Periscope?
You gotta follow that nigga on Periscope. He does some shit called like No Panties, Sundays or something like that. And he just play old school jams. That's yo, my nigga. Yo, I'm a busy nigga, you know what I'm saying? So I'm looking, like I'm on Periscope, like, damn, I'm not answering texts. Uh-huh. I'm not answering emails. Cause he just he playing all that Queen shit from the Coliseum Mall. I be sitting there like, oh shit. Like, I love that nigga on Periscope. He got the best Periscope in the whole game, Kid Capri. Thanks, but man. He also the first nigga I seen get his ass all way in. It's a fact. I'm sorry, Kid Capri.
But look, just in case you was wondering, my legs weren't up there.
Your legs? You didn't hold your legs up?
I didn't do none of that.
Okay, so 50, describe this situation. Did she actually, like, what position you was in?
She really like the traditional oral
sex. Because I seen the traditional.
He said traditional.
In the middle.
You're laying on the bed, right? And she gets in between your legs. And she's there, so she can, you know... You sit back, you like want to put your hand.
Don't go back.
David Banner fell in. Don't do that.
Yeah. You know what you do. Like everybody does it. You know what I'm saying? Like your hands start, you want to relax in a different way. But you want to leave one hand so you like use your hand.
Right.
So it's one of these things.
And then, this nigga 50's crazy.
Cause your legs is dead. You
they got this
there.
Video for this.
This is what fucks with me because people make like I'm doing something that they're not doing.
Right.
If you're not doing this,
come out, 50,
go shoot yourself. Go kill yourself.
But 50,
you're
50,
fucked 50. Up. Like, you're 50. A fucked up person. If you 50, know
50, 50, 50, 50, time out.
You don't watch porn?
But this is
Vivica. Wait a minute. Wait, turn
this
the
camera. This is Vivica Fox, though.
You don't watch porn?
You're talking about Vivica.
Let me ask you a question.
You're talking about her like she's Naomi.
You want to tell the truth? You watch porn?
From the Coliseum.
Turn the camera right there.
Yeah, whoever you talking to, please answer.
Do you watch porn? Do you watch porn? Yeah. Okay, hell yeah, right? You watch porn, so you see real freaky shit all the time, right?
Uh-huh.
You do.
But this is Vivica Fox.
So you want to do some of the freaky shit you see, right? Tell the truth, why are you watching this shit? You want to make sure ain't no freaky shit going on out there that you're not up on, right?
Right.
You said, look, if I can get the business to do some super freaky shit, why you ain't going to do that?
Oh, so you asked her?
I didn't ask for that. I did not ask for that. This is why I was so upset when she said it. I said, wait, I really did. I had to search My Rolodex is things that happened. Things that took place. And I said, well, what the fuck would make I say that? Like, I was really going through it on my head. And I said, oh, shit. I said, was saying some punk shit. Like, I was like a punk or some shit. Like she did, maybe she said, like I'm a, like, he needed to question himself, like his own sexuality. I'm like, huh? So they asked her, so did he do something that makes you feel like you should question? Then she moved away from me because she didn't have nothing to say. But
right.
At that point, she was saying some shit, and I was like, what the fuck is the matter? This old bitch done lost her mind. Right. And I'm like, I don't have nothing to do with this shit. Like, I'm always.
This is Vivica Fox.
Listen, I dated her. I don't give a fuck who she is.
This is Vivica.
This is something that happened.
You should have gave one a pass.
No, this shit happened 11 years ago. This is a motherfucker I dated 11 years ago. Stop, Nori. This bitch is great. Don't fuck. Did you know her name? She's just somebody I dated 11 years ago, and I don't fuck with her no more. So I'm trying to figure out why the fuck she would be saying some shit like that. That's it. That's all it is. Like, whether a motherfucker famous or not, you're going to look at it and say, if somebody dated, I don't communicate with the person or fuck with this person no more.
Right.
And she just says some wild shit. I'm like, where did that come from?
Right.
You know, and it's just, it's crazy. You know what I mean? I think. That shit was out of nowhere for me, so I responded to it just with, you know, with my phone.
Let's get to the question. Do you forgive anybody?
I forget about
you. You forgave Fat Joe. Thank you. That was dope. That was dope.
No, but you know what? That was never really. We never got a chance to do nothing to have. Like, when you think about it.
But it seems like you don't forgive niggas.
No,
like,
after all boils down, I go, what was my issue with this nigga?
Right.
And I don't got one. Mm. With him personally. Like, I'm like, I don't have nothing with him personally. And I'm like, I'm kind of bugging. Mm-hmm. Like, now, when we did the tribute for Chris.
Chris Lighter, yes.
Look at this.
I was very
Pistol
proud
Pete,
of you.
Pistol Pete.
First off, I don't think I said this the whole interview. I apologize. Mm-hmm. I'm very proud of you, sir. I seen you from the beginning. Nah, this is real shit. I seen you from the beginning, and I seen you had this idea and this ambition, and you never stopped.
No.
And I could only salute that. And thank you. Thank you, because, yo, that's your inspiration for every hood nigga that want to tell another nigga, suck my dick.
I got to do it. I'm going to do it.
Suck my dick, but 50, a million.
For 50, this is where I feel, right? My favorite hotel is a W hotel, right? Uh-huh. I stay at the W worldwide. Wherever there's a W, I stay there, right? Uh-huh. And every time I go to the W, there's a gay flag. I have nothing, I have no problem. I salute that. You know what I'm saying? It's dope. But I feel like hotels, places, establishments should have a hip hop flag. Do you think my retargetment is? I mean,
retargetment.
Oh, that was hard. That's a new word. Retargetment. You think my argument is legit, or you think I'm bugging? I think I'm retargeting.
Well, I think hip hop is worldwide. We already grown to the point that
But listen, some nights you could go to an establishment and they don't like our kind in there. But I feel like, just like, big up to the gay flag, but. Uh-huh. If I was to see your establishment, whether it's 5-star, 4-star, whatever, and they got that hip-hop flag out there, I know I'm welcome. I know there's a room for me that I could probably smoke in. You know what I'm saying? Like, right.
I don't know if that applies to us, like to hip-hop as a culture, because there's no place that in the world.
So you're saying I'm retarded?
No, I'm just saying there's no place in the world that has embraced a culture that was limited. At one point, I remember having a tape cassette, having to put tissue in it, and record
straight up
during the time period that it would play for 1 hour on the radio. You know what I'm saying? And then it's grown to the point that if you don't like hip hop, you're still aware of it. We've grown to the point that the influences from hip hop have bled into other platforms. Like now you got, look, the Power series for me is, it's like Get Rich or Die Trying again.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? On a different platform. Right. It's the largest debut in show, like original, largest
so
original
series. Here's some stats.
It's the largest original series,
right?
On the Stars
Network. Right.
At 6.9, but it'll be the largest original series period this year.
Let's make some noise for Stars. Yeah. God damn it.
With the growth for this season, you'll see it reach a point that.
And you did say you're gonna let me shoot somebody on there, correct? We did say that, right?
You told me
you committed
that
a little bit.
Happened, and I said, wait, let me see.
All right, just real quick.
Because I gotta get to Courtney. I don't run this shit all the way.
Right.
That one, Courtney Kemp, the writer, showrunner, she's, you know, she's dope. And they it's grown, it's good. Like, I feel good about it. Amari Hardwick, we got a whole crew of people that's there, it's talented, new people. And I felt like it was more important to have good music speak for the characters at points. Like,
Curtis Mayfield. Music spoke for Ron O'Neill in Superfly. I just points that the character didn't have to say anything because the music was saying what he was thinking. And in actual television, there's a place for bad music. And it's in scenes and films on television because they spend money everywhere else. And the last place in the budget that they actually allocated their finances is to getting the music. So they may take a guy who has a sample free song from wherever because the actual
campaign.
Right. The guy that is the music coordinator may know someone who has sample free music that is willing to have it played for nothing because he wants the exposure. Yeah. And he'll end up having a song played in the background of a television program. You know, so just those relationships, I mean, it also is letting people be hip to who they should step to to now get their original music played.
Now, there was a rumor this year, Summer Jam, that Fat Joe wanted to bring out you and Ja Rule.
Joe, look, he does like, he wants, because his relationship with Ja, I know he doesn't want to do that shit.
Right.
I go like this.
Wait, we didn't hear what you just said. What?
I slurred the end of that because it's the way.
Yeah, it's the effort. Let's make some noise for effort. Effort sponsors Drink Champs, Fiddy, just leave it because we heard you the only nigga that's really paying niggas like when you down with Africa.
Yeah, I do.
Heard you the only nigga. But so is that rumor true?
A sucker. You want to keep the money for yourself? You're a sucker.
Yeah, he's still going. He's still going.
Sucker, fuck that sucker. So, nobody made it.
Right.
Look at Mace. Mace got a Bible open.
Wait, hold on. Let's just stay focused.
Look at motherfucking Shine.
Stop.
Shine is Jewish now.
Oh my God.
Motherfucking. It's all fucked up. No, don't trust me. Take my go check. Right. Go fact check this shit because you can't believe this shit without seeing it.
Right.
So go see it, man.
Right.
You gotta check all these motherfuckers is nuts after they fucked with him.
Right.
They went through.
I don't know how he got this bluff. What was I asking?
You said some shit about him not wanting to pay.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I didn't say that? I don't remember.
We're talking about, you know, how I will pay because you don't want to pay. Now everybody's down with me. Paid.
Right. So you're gonna definitely sponsor Drink Champs.
I'm gonna sponsor some shit. We're gonna be able to do some good things. And then
that's a real CEO. Look, he's not fully committed. He's like, I'm cool.
We're gonna do some stuff.
We're gonna do something.
We're gonna figure it out.
You got DJ EFN, I'll change it to DJ FN.
Oh shit. This is cool. Look, man.
Look, DJ EFN. Let's make some noise for FN being here. And yo, I was a little disappointed. You ain't come with no bottles.
Today I didn't. I gave 10
bottles.
You
came ready to fight? When a nigga don't come with bottles, he ready to fight. Where did you come?
I came comfortable.
When are you going to realize?
I came comfortable. Look how light I was rolling.
Listen. No. When are you going to realize?
You didn't come comfortable.
You rich and you got to change. When you going to realize? You got to change at some point, 50. You still.
When I came to what's the name shit?
Like, it wasn't supposed to be this easy. Like, when I seen you last night, you were supposed to be like, yo, hit my assistant. The nigga said, yeah, tomorrow. No problem. I said, oh shit.
No, because you've been
I was confused. I had a whole speech. Did I tell you?
He's been sending messages for a month
right.
now.
That's
so
right.
He didn't realize the signals he's been sending me reaching.
I've been sending
again, please.
But I'm just going, all right, I'm going to get around. All right, I'm figured out.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'm going to get around to it. I'm going to do it.
So this is all I need.
I've been saying that.
The interview in one
now.
Verse. That's it. And the interview in one verse. That's it. Interview in one
now
verse.
Now the shit went up.
Yeah, it went up.
The verse.
The price went up for the drink.
You don't got to commit to the video, but I bet you're going to commit to the video because you're petty.
You're petty. You're going to give me everything.
Yeah, no, that's it. That's
it. But you know what?
You're a real nigga.
The first.
What happened at Summer Jam? What was the nigga? What happened?
Oh, Slow Bucks.
Yeah, what happened?
Nah, he was playing games with the kid, man.
Like, oh.
He took pictures with the little... Like, my oldest son is really his mother's kid. Because I haven't spoken to him in almost 5 years.
God bless him. We're going to make this relationship right.
His birthday is October 13th, so he got 14 months of child support left. I think he's going to want to talk to me. I think Denny's going to want to talk to me.
It got awkward for us, but God bless.
I'm not sure how much I want to talk.
But we don't want to talk about that part.
We because it's hard for me to separate him from any other nigga
that's
coming for just wants some money. Right? You see what I'm saying? Because he had the urge to talk to me for 5 years already.
Okay, let's talk about Summer Jam. We don't want to talk about the kids. But that's why Summer Jam happened,
right?
That's right. But that's why Summer Jam happened. Because 100% that...
Yeah, well,
because you and Slow was cool, right? Slow cool,
so, you know, he come from me. He came from around. That's how it's so easy to get around these other people. But check this out. If you go,
right.
When a guy does it, like, It's too cool to be Lil 50 to not be that. So you gotta keep confirmation of you being that by keeping
like the
relationships with people who were around. You know what I'm saying?
Like when you were coming up.
Like, right. For homie, he still communicates with everybody else.
Right.
He just stays away from me. You see what I'm saying? Because his mother, like whatever, for a reason. So I blamed it on his mother for a long time.
No, we don't want to talk. We want to talk about just the incident.
Now, this is how it happened. Like, okay. I blamed on his mother for a long time, but
right.
At what point did you develop your independent thinking, man?
Right.
You know, he's 20 years old now. You know, that's right. Your thoughts too now. This is the way you feel too. Right. I accept that, and I move away from it. So I'll say I have one kid. Because I'm a 3-year-old kid that responds to me and is happy as hell. When every time he right. sees me jump up and down, that's my son.
Right.
The other kid, that's his mother's kid.
Right. Okay.
So, I mean, it's when you pray for success, you don't pray for entitlement, you don't pray for envy, you don't pray for jealousy.
Right.
But common sense says when you get it, if you do receive enough success, you're going to receive those other energies that are going to come.
Right.
And it's going to move people that are close in your circle from around you because they're going to start to feel that entitlement because they're so close to you. You see, and even if you bought them a car, they say, but you could have bought me a house, man. Look how much money you made.
Right.
And then you go, even if you bought them a house, you bought me a small house, man. You paid 1.2 for this shit. You could have bought me one for this much.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's never enough if there's that entitlement there. And I mean, some people's entitlements can't be met.
Right.
Because they feel like they actually created you. If they were around you prior to the success, they look at it like, he wouldn't even be that if this didn't happen. You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, the fuck are you talking about? You know what I'm saying? Like, it doesn't really, it never translates to the person that's actually working for everything that you see happen. You know, so it, with me, I look, like, I do have complex situations that go on in my personal life, but I don't mind it being a public situation because it's, I mean, every other mess that I'm involved in is public. So, it's, you know, it's cool for it to be, I don't care. People can judge.
So, 50, man, because your people told me you got to go, man. So, I just want to be clear before you walk out the building. You're definitely going to do that verse, right? I mean, you got to do it. Like, just do it, because please, can you just say yeah? Because my listeners are gonna be.
I'm gonna listen to
play
the
it on this contract.
I tell you, I'm gonna listen to the track.
It's hard, nigga. It's hard.
I just figure it out.
I didn't listen to your track when you told me to do a chorus. I did it. Look, I got. When you told me to, I did two joints.
You're right. You're right.
Two joints. I never got paid. Two. It's no problem.
I feel like I owe you.
Petty. I'm petty. So we good. We clear on that.
Yeah.
And you're gonna sponsor Drink Champs because we got other niggas that can sponsor us, because we'll call Puffy just in case you don't think we serious. Nah, that's for Dame Dash. That's for Dame Dash. I hold Dame Dash down. He's a good guy. But listen, when you sponsor us, it's gonna be no other bottles here.
All right, then they gonna
are you with that?
Yeah, I'm gonna get them.
Cause
out of here, just so you don't know, I'm gonna get them out of here.
Justin Bieber is coming. Justin Bieber is gonna come now because you came. Everybody in the world, I could never pay you enough.
No, it's gonna be cool.
I can never pay you back for coming here.
It's gonna go down.
I can never pay you back for doing this verse that you're gonna do. Right? Correct. Right? Just say yeah.
Listen, I ain't a song. I just want to listen to the song.
Just say I got you. But just say I got you. So I'm in good spirits. I'm in good spirits. All right, I can never pay you back for both of them. The verse too. For coming here and letting us bug out.
And
he went further than I was ready to go. I was just sitting, at one point I was just sitting here like, Jesus is real.
he really did drink champs for real.
And yo, he took a shot. Yo,
I swear. A shot more than one.
Three. He on four.
Three.
You
seven shots.
You can't leave on four. You gotta get one more. Five.
Nah, man.
I gotta walk. You drove. I see your drivers, and you gotta
walk to the.
You still got gangsters with you, man.
I'm in front of that. I still gotta walk to the.
Yeah, you know what's so dope about you, 50? You came here. First off, I forgot that you said yeah last night. So I'm gonna keep it 100. So I woke up, I posted the picture, and then you posted the picture. It put mad pressure on me because I was like, yo, I gotta, you know, I'm Google shit.
Yeah.
I know enough about you, I'm gonna Google. And you really put that pressure on me, and we came together as Drink Chat. We almost broke up yesterday, me and him.
And I have a show tonight with Mayday.
And he got a show. Big up Mayday.
Yeah, shout out to Mayday. Burns got an album coming out.
What's the nigga that didn't invite me to his wedding?
They signed a Tech N9ne.
What's the nigga that didn't invite me to his wedding? Burns never invited me to his wedding. He's a foul nigga. He's a foul nigga. He invited everybody else but me in the wedding. Now, 50, am I petty?
No, no, that's not petty.
Thank you. Ayo. Oh, my. That's not petty.
Yes, indeed. I go by the name of DJ Butch Rock. Thugged Out Militainment's very own official DJ. Right now, you're tuned into the number one podcast, The Drink Champs. My brothers, NORE and DJ EFN. Right now, I'm about to drop this record. It's called Petty. Produced by my brother SPK. Listen up.
Representing from Queens all the way to the Philippines, DJ Butch Rock.
Bitch, I'm Petty Pendergrass. Bitch, I'm Petty Pendergrass. Bitch, I'm Petty Pendergrass. Like, wop, I got one eye. Bitch, I'm Petty Pendergrass.
Yes, indeed.
Like, Fetty Wap, I got one eye. But I'm petty, on these niggas. I be petty on these hoes. I be petty on these niggas. I be petty.
Tell them slime.
I be petty on these niggas. I be petty on these hoes. I be petty on these niggas. I be petty on these niggas.
I'm petty.
Tell them what you win.
You know that I'm petty.
Come on.
Petty. I show you I'm petty. Petty. I grow, but I'm petty.
But that shit's buttery.
I used to buy bitches purses. Break up with them, take the purse back. I was the worst back then, I carved dime. Serve it off in 20s, but I ain't had to sell drugs since early in my 20s.
What?
Thank God for the reinvention, but I still might buck. I
Butch Rock, nigga.
Whole squad in the room like it's an intervention. Niggas calling in no so I can ease attention. What makes them think that I'm a peacemaker? Nigga, throwback, take up the jeweler, he was a peacemaker. Now they thinking that I want peace. There's no red meat hard enough, homie. I miss you.
Yes, indeed.
You know that I'm petty.
Shout out to all the listeners.
I show you I'm petty.
Worldwide.
I grow, but I'm petty.
Drink champs number one. Come on.
I be petty on these niggas. I be petty on these hoes. I be petty on these niggas.
What?
I be petty on these hoes. I be petty on these niggas. I be petty on these hoes.
And a wall.
I be petty on these hoes.
I used to buy bitches mink coats. Break up with them, take the coach back. I was the worst black foul nigga. Petty level on high. Run down on you for some shit for junior high. Petty nigga. Might put it on the beat. 5'7".
Yep.
The street on the street. Roaches. Put together blunt clips. When the wee man take long, we done this. Fuck off. Like Sam from Yosemite. I'm only fucking your girl if you my enemy. I'm sauce. Linguine and spaghetti. And I ain't planning to share, homie. I'm petty.
Bitch, I'm petty.
What?
Petty. You know that I'm petty.
Shout out to my brother SPK on the beat.
I show you I'm petty. Petty.
Militainment.
I grow, but I'm petty. Petty.
Let's go.
I be petty on these niggas. I be petty on these hoes.
What?
I be petty on these niggas. I be petty on these hoes. I be petty on these niggas. I be petty on these hoes. I be petty on these niggas. I be petty on these hoes. On these hoes. On these hoes.